much. He said again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time. You notice? He said, in David. Because he knew that David waited 13 years before he became the king of Judah. And then I don't know how many other years, but it was a total of 30 before he finally became the king of Israel. It's after a long time. See, let me read to you again. Again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice. He said, don't harden your heart. Don't start arguing. Don't start fighting. It's all said. It's all said. Amen. Amen. For if Jesus, actually, if you look it up, is Joshua. If Joshua had given them rest, then will he not afterward have spoken of another day? So Joshua, as we will find in my next message, Joshua got them their physical inheritance. But he couldn't bring them into rest because the rest is spiritual. Amen. They still had to fight the spiritual warfare. I told you that it's harder to maintain. When you possess a land, all the demons that messed up the people God kicked out will come and start warring against you. It's only after you overcome the spiritual that you enter into rest. Otherwise, they overcome you and then the land spews you out. You know, the land vomits. Yeah, the land vomits. And we go, oh, and then you die. You say the land has vomited you. In other words, you are sinning so much on it until the land cannot bear your sin anymore. And then it spews you out. Everything is impacted by man. The trees, everything. It's all creation are subject to bondage. Not willingly. But God did it according to his own purpose. And it's only when a son of God manifests that things are delivered. So your car should be celebrating that you own it. I mean, I was in my car yesterday and somebody was behind me. And I said, how are they able to be in that truck? Boom, boom, boom. My own car was shaking. My hand hurting. I said, how could they be in that? I said, sometimes you're giving testimony that you are deaf, you are daft, you are blind, and you think you're cool. I said, how are you going to be making this much noise? You can't even sense that something is wrong. Hey, even if you got one eye open, celebrate you have sight. I see just enough. Glory to God. Okay, now watch. So if Joshua had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? Very minute, therefore, a rest. To the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works. As God, it's from his. He said, when you enter into his rest, or the rest that he has for you, you quit your own stuff. You stop handling business your way. Let us labor therefore. So you have to fight for it. You have to fight to enter into it. Lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. You see, you need to fight to enter into that rest. Glory to God. I wrote some things down here. I just want to read seven of them before I pray. I said, now, entering into his rest means handling business without anxieties and fear. Handling business without anxieties. You see, you don't go into anything hyped up. There's an air of peace around you. Why? You trust God. You trust God. Watch. Come into every situation in faith, knowing that God is with you. You have to know that God is with you. It's not because you prayed or didn't pray. You have a covenant. An abiding presence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The inability to do this means you have been jaundiced by experiences. So you go from once trusting God to looking out for yourself. When I told you that I made a decision that no one would join this church and pay for what somebody else did to me and left. Because that's the only way you defeat yourself. So now he wounds you twice. He left you and then stayed with you to mess up your new relationship. Why would you allow that to happen to you? No, when you're gone, you're gone. The worst thing anybody that left this church would do is to see me and say, well, oh, do you remember us? No. What am I remembering you for? No, because they want you to miss them and to beg them to return. I say, I'm carrying the blessing. It's your loss that you left. And you went somewhere to a lower destiny. I remember when Acho came here and he said the person he left told him, well, that all this tragic things will happen to him and all of this stuff. I said, come here. If he knew where you have just come to, he will hold his tongue.
Yes.
Because the blessing is so strong.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But he's been sitting here all those years. What has happened to him by blessing? Hallelujah. I mean, all those days. I know that Sherry left her big job in New York and came down here and was unemployed for a long time. And now God has fixed all those things on the resurrection. You know that God is with you. Otherwise, you are jaundiced by experiences. Number four, not panicking. And reacting in fear every time there is some bad news. And the Holy Spirit just screamed it at me. You might not hear it, but it's not for you. So I heard it. Stop looking for Satan under every rock. Don't wake up and the tire is flat. You say, oh, I wonder what's wrong. What did I do wrong? You just had a flat tire.
Amen.
There's no Satan involved.
Amen.
Huh? I mean, believers, you keep making noise. The devil this, the devil that. I heard one pastor, he said that one lady got up to give a testimony. He said that the devil has been after me all week long. Bless his holy name. No, she was not, you know, but because, you know, in that religion, they're always saying, bless his holy name, talking about the Lord, but he just fell in the wrong place. The devil has been after me all week. Bless his holy name. You know, the devil is not holy. If you call him holy, say, oh, I'm not holy. He won't fit. So now watch. Not panicking and reacting in fear every time there is some bad news or little mishap. I love this one. Walking in the assurance of Emmanuel. God with us. Oh. Woo, 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 woo. Hey, come on. I read it. God with us. And I saw a hand do like this. He said to me, this is not God is with me, but God is with us. He's so big, we can all get in. God with us. In other words, we all can leave this service with an assurance that he's with us. And it don't matter how much you took in, he got more than enough. I told you, if I lined up 200 tankers to the ocean and filled them all with water and drove off, the ocean wouldn't even know that we came. That's God. He can answer 7 billion people at the same time. God with us. Emmanuel, you have to walk in that assurance. That's why every time I start going overseas and people are panicking and say they're praying for me, to me it's hilarious. If you're praying as much as you said you are praying, you would have been so assured that God is with me. You can't be praying and you're stressed out. You haven't prayed. You might have been broadcasting in the wind. Because prayer is not a broadcast. Prayer is a dialogue. You talk to God, he talks back to you. That's what I'm teaching you to do. Learn communion with the Holy Spirit. You spend time with God. You don't talk all the time. And when you finish shouting at him, you pack up your things and leave and say, well, yeah, we prayed. But who heard from God? Prayer is communion. All right? You walk in the assurance of Emmanuel. Ooh, I've gone way over time. Now watch. Next one. We roll with the punches because the works were finished. From there. In other words, okay, the enemy, you can get whatever lake you can get in, but you won't change anything. Because eventually, we will get there. Not only that, watch, everything he does to stop me is what makes me get there. Everything you did to stop Joseph brought him to the place you were trying to keep him from. Were it not for all the rejection and all the hateful people and all that I went through all these years, was it not what drove me to my altar? Until I found God. Glory. And I'm running a church not depending on people. If you choose not to come, that's your loss. I know the blessing is here. When you disqualify yourself, God will send better people. I mean, I use the music ministry as an example. I was standing right here. You know, when I couldn't correct the man doing it, and all of that stuff, your enemies can run and tell him, you know, it's fine. I was standing right here, and the Lord said to me, you see this lady standing up there? That's who I'm going to use to get what I want. And as soon as I said that, the glory fell on them, and they all hit the ground. That's why when they come, fire. Who cares about the music? Fire. And the music is getting better and better. And it's fresh and fresher every week. Hallelujah. From that day till now, I've never entered this pulpit and I struggled. I've never entered here where I had to sing something else. It's always ready. That's the way this kingdom is built. God will get what he wants. God will get what he wants.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I demonstrated it twice. That was the first one. Second time, I was walking over here. You see how those things happen in the realm of the spirit? I can show you where I was standing. Right here. And God said, you have forgotten telling them that I said I will put you on trucks.
Yes.
Eh? And you will be singing and the glory will fall on neighborhoods. As soon as I said it, the glory fell on them. Yeah. Eh? That's what you want? Not you have music jamming and everybody's wiggling and all the lust manifesting and God is nowhere. This is glory. This is pure. There are no devils in it. They didn't play at any club last night. They were at home praying in tongues. That's what my Father wants. He got it. That's what he wants. And he's blessing them. And before long, you're going to see when he starts breaking loose in their personal life. Because he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. We roll with the punches because the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Here's the last one. He said, I give you covenants so you can enter into my rest. Because when you keep them, I work freely. Amen. 21 years. Doing this church, I've never gone to God to pray for money.
Amen.
21 years, I have never come to you and said, we are under some stress. You should give or help us. I have simply kept my covenants.
Amen.
I've given what he said to give. I've sowed away from me as he commanded. My phone was buzzing all this week because the solar power system was installed in the hospital. And it was launched this week. And people right by the hospital and the light is on 24 hours. Even the doctor messaged me. Now, the reagents for testing will no longer spoil because the refrigerator will stay on 24 hours. All the tests will be accurate. Now they will really make some money. Hallelujah. We are getting it done. By faith, keeping covenant with God. What are you going to do? Remember, some must enter in. But those to whom he was preached did not enter in because of unbelief. Are you going to enter in?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then get out of the way and rest in God. When you don't know the answer, be quiet. Trust God. Shout your hallelujahs. Praise God. Talk in tongues. Give praise. Win souls. Make the devil mad.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
And then when we commune with him, it will be in truth. Because he overcame and made a way for us to overcome. And God brought you here and taught you his covenants and told you this covenants would deliver you from the generational devils. The curse is running. In your families. It is ridiculous for your unsaved family members to have such power over you when you can take authority over all the devils operating in them. It's a shame to you that you even have it as a conversation. When one decree in faith will send them running for terror. It's because you don't know who you are. too much of you is still in the way. While you're claiming that you're praying, why are you praying? Stop praying. Give thanks. Believe. And the glory will show up. Come on, let's celebrate Jesus. Let's love on him. Let's give him praise for accomplishing the greatest victory and breakthrough. And if you're struggling, rest. Amen. Trust God, even with your weaknesses. Tell him, Lord, I believe you to help me overcome this. I believe you that I will quit doing this. I believe you. Hallelujah. It's a total triumph. It's a total victory. Hallelujah. Magristo bohoshikata. Namasatanda hasatara. Kreda mahoso torabaka. Hey, sendemenihi. Sandarabahata. Shanda brunde hasetene mohoso. Makatata namash. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Bible said that when we pray in tongues, we pray out mysteries. I just prayed in tongues for a few minutes. The interpretation came back. He said, the reward of rest is the peace of God.
Yes.
The peace of God that protects your heart and your mind. Believers should not be dying of heart attacks and strokes and all these things. The rest of God should be in on our bodies and in our hearts, in our lives, in our bloodstream. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You need to see that door and determine that you are going to go through it. On the other side of it is rest. On this side where you are is all your anxieties and stress and problems and shenanigans and frustrations, and leave them back behind. Walk through that door. Shut the door behind you. Beloved, this is a life-changing word. This is the searchlight of the Holy Spirit, rooting out every demonic hangout, harbinger, whatever it is. It is God entering your world and saying, peace, be still. Because Satan has no new tricks. He's using suffering, people's rejection, delays, many times caused by our own disobedience. And then you have divine delays also. We call them delays because our timing is always ahead of God's timing. When I look back at my life, I thank God for all the years I waited before I started in ministry. The kind of licks the enemy had thrown at me, were it not for those formative years, I would have cracked up. And when I made the mistake of allowing that investment guy to come in here, he stole all that money, he would have destroyed me. But I had strength to stand back up and fight back and recover everything that was stolen. So when you think God is delaying, no, thank him. He knows what he's doing. You may not know what he's doing. He said, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. And then he uses the heavens and the earth to show you the graduation or the gradient. We are not even in the realm. Way above ours. Amen. That's the power of this word. And I love that prophetic utterance that the reward of rest is the peace of God. Hallelujah. The peace of God. He said it passes all understanding. And he will keep your heart and mind through the Lord Jesus. And I was saying that, you know, this stroke and
all the things that believers are going through these days, it's not supposed to be. I've had challenges with anxieties and all these kinds of things, and I've fought them off. Those things are terrible. It came from the trauma of the walking pneumonia from years ago. When you can't get your air, you panic. And that thing, all of a sudden, is, I don't know if it's claustrophobia or whatever it is, I refuse to get on that medication. So what will an apostle be doing with all this? And on my way back from Kenya, as I testified, I saw this young lady talking about, oh, I need my medicine to manage my anxiety. I said, young lady, you're standing here with me, and we're just trying to get to the Delta agent. It's Satan oppressing you. There's nothing to panic about. There's nobody doing anything to you. These are real things. I talk about them. I don't hide them. Because I want you to know that we have a breakthrough. We have victory. Not that we don't have any issues or we've never had problems. That's a lie that people are pretending or portraying. Because America wants a perfect picture, but God hates it. No, God hates it. We humble ourselves before the Lord our God, and He exalts us. If you exalt yourself, you are brought down. But if you humble yourself, you're exalted. And why will I try to grandstand and pretend like I've never had a struggle? Then what am I preaching? What testimony do I have? Where have I proven God then? Don't follow that sham. It's a lie. If you haven't overcome anything, then shut down and keep quiet. And then your ministry is illegitimate. Amen. The reward of rest is the peace of God. Suffering is part of the lesson. These delays, people's rejection, all of that is part of God's program for personal transformation and readiness to carry the glory. May God help you receive it and be transformed by the power of the word of resurrection. Come to Bible study and learn tonight. Only 2 hours, 7 to 9. And then get your partnership going, covenanting with the voice of resurrection. Hey, God will put your name on His list. We're asking Him to speak to all of you, not just 1,000, but all of you out there watching the voice of resurrection and not supporting it. It's time for you to get on board and strengthen our hands to get the job done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. God bless you. We love you.